Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Abner and Squire Skimp finally got back to Pine Ridge after a series of unhappy hitchhiking incidents, all brought on by Abner's losing their railroad tickets in Fort Smith. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner back in the Jot'em Down store relating their experiences to his partner, Lump. Listen.
And then when we got to the railroad station there in Fort Smith, and Squire asked me if I still had the ticket.
Abner, for goodness sake, you've told me that 1,000 or 100 times.
Well, I just want to tell you about our trip to Fort Smith. I thought you might be interested.
Well, sure, I am interested, Abner, but I know every little bitty detail about it by heart now.
Well, I think there's one little part I left out there somewhere.
Well, I've got my doubts about that, but I hope you have, and just leave it out. I ain't got time to listen, Abner. I'm just so swamped with this school board work. Fact is, I've got to make a phone call right now.
Well, I just want to tell you this one little thing, Lum, and I won't even mention it to you again.
If it's about you losing the railroad tickets, I know all that.
Well, that was peculiar, though. Now, I know good and well I had them things in my pocket, but when I went to get them out...
Hello? Is this the schoolhouse?
Couldn't be.
Oh, is this Miss Platt? Well, this is Mr. Eddard, president of the school board again. Yeah. Well, I just wanted to see that everything's going all right.
I wish I could find him.
Well, that's good. No, that's all. I just wanted to make sure everything's going all right.
Of course, I couldn't use them.
Well, that's good.
Go back up there.
Well, I guess that's all I wanted. Glad to hear everything's going all right. Yes, Mom. Goodbye, Mom. Goodbye. Yeah, everything's going all right over at the schoolhouse.
Well, the land sakes, Mom, that's the fourth time you called up over and asked her that. Can't you recollect what Miss Platt tells you?
Well, sure I can. I just want to make sure that, that everything's going all right over there.
Yeah, that sounds a little silly to me, I can tell you that.
Well, Abner, you've got to recollect that this is Miss Platt's first day as school teacher.
First day? I thought she got here last week.
Well, she got in town last week. Got here Thursday, but she never started teaching till today.
Oh?
Professor Sloan was still here last week, you know. Finished up on Friday.
Oh?
If you'd have got back from Fort Smith when you're supposed to, instead of spending all that time hitchhiking, you'd have known a few things around here.
Well, we couldn't help that high hitching, Mom. See, I lost our railroad tickets when we never had enough money to buy some more.
Abner, I know all that.
They wouldn't take a check from
them. Oh, me.
Of course, I still say I never lost them tickets. They just disappeared, that's all. Some magics of some kind must have did it.
Prattle.
Maybe they were stole from me by a picking pocket there. That's more likely what actually happened. Stole from me.
Abner, if you don't mind, I just leave we draft that subject and not discuss it no more.
Yeah, all right. Sure was curious, though. I know I had them tickets right in my pocket when we walked into that railroad station. But when Squire asked me for the tickets,
I told you I didn't want to hear that no more. Besides that, I told you I had a whole lot of school board work to do.
You mean you're going to call up Miss Platt again and ask her how everything's going?
No, this is something different.
Oh, good.
Important stuff that I just now thought about. Better get right on that phone, too.
Yes, sir, it was sure curious about them tickets. Elizabeth says that she ought to have been with me to take care of such things. She thinks I'm plumb helpless and have to have somebody watch over me all the time.
She's about half right, too.
She'd have been there. She'd had the ticket stole from her, too.
Hello? This is L. Eddard, board president, speaking. Yes, Mom.
Who are you calling, Mom?
Well, I'm just making a sort of a routine checkup. Is everything going all right over there?
Oh, her again.
Yeah, well, that's good. How is the blackboard working? Is that working all right?
Huh?
Oh, I ain't used it yet, huh? Well, are the scholars behaving all right? Well, that's good. If any of them don't behave, just let me know. I'll handle them. I don't believe in spoiling or odd despair of the child.
What's so funny about
you? Yeah, well, you say everything's going all right, huh? Well, good. I'll check with you later, Miss Platt. Goodbye.
Is everything going all right?
Yeah, going fine. Yeah, we got us a mighty good teacher this year, Abner. Yes, sir, she's all right.
Was that the important stuff you had to take care of? Is a blackboard working all right?
Well, now, wait a minute, Abner. Blackboards is important in education.
Oh,
that's where the scholars learn to write and do some. I don't know what all. You take the blackboards out of the schools and you set education back 100 years. I've always said that.
I don't know about that. I went to school and never had no blackboard.
Yeah, and look how you write. You can hardly read it yourself, even.
What? Toby, that's right, ain't it?
Why, sure it is. Proves my point right there.
I looking right a pretty good capital D, like in Dear Fred.
No, sir, you can't get around it. Blackboards is important.
Well, I don't see why you had to call up over there, though, just to ask if it was working all right, Mom. You was over there this morning just before the scholars taking up books to make sure that everything was working.
Yeah, but, well, something might have happened since then.
Like what?
Well, I don't know exactly, but you know how strange things can happen sometimes.
Yeah, now, like them railroad tickets, for instance. Now, there was a strange thing that happened. I had them things in my pocket one minute, and the next
on
minute,
that again.
They was missing. I tell you, there's some huge things goes on in that town of Fort Smith.
Here we go.
Tell you, they got that depot just plumb full of magic magicians. They stand around there working tricks on everybody.
Now, that's the most ridiculous thing I ever heard you say. Depot full of magicians.
Well, what happened to them tickets then?
You just lost them, that's all.
I never done it, Lum. They were stole from me or something. I know they were.
Well, I ain't got time to argue with you about it now, no ways. Got too much work to do here. And I better get at it right away, too.
They was taken right out of my pocket. Ain't no doubt about it. Just like to get my hands on a varmint that done it, that's all. I'd whop him right on top of the head. Just bite him to pieces. I'd tear him limb from tree.
Abner, don't talk so much. I can't concentrate.
I believe I'll go back to Fort Smith and find that critter and set a bear trap for him. That's what I ought to do.
All right, Grannies. Look at that clock there.
Uh-huh.
It's a little past noon. I don't believe I told Miss Platt what time school's supposed to be let out for lunch. I better get right on the phone and call her.
Well, Lum, she surely knows that. Anybody knows it lets out at 12 o'clock.
Yeah, but it might have been different at the last school where she taught at.
Yeah. She don't know. All she's got to do is ask the scholars. They know what time they get out.
Well, it's better if these things are official, though.
Oh, man.
One scholar might tell her one thing. One scholar might tell her... Wait a minute. Hello? Miss Platt? This is the president of... Well, how'd you know it was me? Recognize my voice, sir.
You ought to, but this time.
I just called up to give you the official ruling on lunchtime. It's 12 o'clock. Oh, I did, huh? Well, how's everything going? All right? Well, no, I ain't worried about nothing. It's just that, I'm president of the board, so natural I want to see that everything goes all right.
That's the blackboard work and all.
Well, that's good. If any questions comes up or you need any help, just feel free to call on me.
Yeah, if he ain't already on the phone talking to you.
Oh, not at all, not at all. And let's see, is the blackboard, or no. Well, I guess that's all for now, Miss Platt. I'll check with you later. Goodbye. Penny, there's a good teacher for you, you know it?
Huh?
She let him out for lunch when she was supposed to. That shows you right there she's got brains.
It does, huh?
Oh, yeah.
She can tell time, too. That's nice.
Her doing the teaching and me running the school board, I can see right now this is going to be a big year in education for Pine Ridge.
Oh, yeah, I can see that, too. You calling up every 5 minutes to find out how the black...
All I'm trying to do is make sure there ain't no slip-ups on nothing. I'm going to run things with an iron hand this year.
Iron telephone receiver, it looks like.
Ain't going to be Lester Sloan, I'll tell you that. Ain't going to be no half days or teacher feels tired or something.
Yeah, that's a lot last year. I'll collect one, sir. Wait a minute, there comes one other scholar.
Huh?
Said he's trying school again this year, you know. Don't reckon it'll last long, though. It never does with
him. I never even knowed he'd enroll.
Oh, yeah, he's going to school. He's in here, I don't know, over a week or so on the side again.
Oh, what a beauty day.
Yeah, howdy, Cedric. Oh. What'd you learn in school today?
Oh, nothing. We never had a chance, hardly.
Never had a chance?
No, some knucklehead kept calling that teacher up. Interrupted everything.
Well, now, who do you reckon that could have been, Law?
It got so bad she decided to give us the rest of the day off.
Huh.
Oh, say, I picked this up at the post office. It's a package for you, Mr. Abner.
For me?
You want me to fetch it over to you.
Well, don't you now. Who could be sending me a package here?
I sure like that. She sure is a nice woman. And she's pretty, too.
Well, for the land's sake, yes. Look at her. A brand new wallet with my initials on it.
Well, I do know. Who sent that?
I don't know. It's from Fort Smith.
Fort Smith?
Yeah, I don't know nobody. Wait a minute. What's the matter with me? I bought this myself.
Bought it yourself?
I thought I saw that before. See, I couldn't bring it with me because it takes a day to get the initials put on there.
Well, what do you want to buy that for? You got a perfect good pocketbook.
See, now, why did I buy that thing? I think it had something to do with this gadget here. See, this here is a safety clasp. It opens up this way. Well, I'll be a polka-dotted possum.
What's that?
Look here. There's them railroad tickets right in here.
Railroad tickets?
Yeah, now I recollect why I bought this wallet. I want a good, safe place to keep them tickets so I'd be sure not lose them.